You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Bite into a stacked sandwich made with Hero Bread, and the only thing you'll think is, delicious. You won't think it has up to 19 grams protein, 11 to 32 grams of fiber, or just 0 to 5 grams net carbs. But it does. Hero Bread. No compromises, just loaves, buns, tortillas, bagels, and noodles packed with flavor. Right now, get 10% off at hero.co with code IHEART. That's hero.co, code IHEART. All figures per serving of Hero Bread. See nutrition facts on hero.co.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Ben, I've been reflecting a lot lately on how many big life moments our listeners have experienced with us.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
They've watched us go from dating shows to engagements, weddings, babies, buying homes. Every stage comes with new decisions.
The milestones are the fun part, but the planning is where things get real.
That's why Klarna stands out. Klarna gives people smarter tools to help manage everyday money with flexible ways to pay, cash back that builds automatically, everything in one place, and support that makes everyday decisions feel less overwhelming.
Since life moves so fast, the right tools can help you feel more confident. Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more.
California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license, NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. After midnight.
Heather had wanted the house from the moment she saw the back porch. It looked across several open acres toward a thick line of trees with no other homes visible in that direction. After years of living in town, where neighboring houses seemed close enough to hear every conversation, the quiet felt like exactly what her family needed. Jason liked the space and the large shed near the back of the property. Their 13-year-old son, Caleb, was excited about having woods to explore. Even the dog seemed happier, spending hours wandering the yard before returning to sleep on the porch. The family moved in during early spring. By June, Heather had planted flowers along the house, Jason had begun clearing the overgrown shed, and Caleb knew every path between the yard and the old wire fence at the edge of the woods. Their nearest neighbor lived far enough away that Heather could barely see his porch light through the trees. A gravel county road passed in front of the house, but there was nothing behind it except woods and miles of undeveloped land. That was why the moving light caught Heather's attention. She noticed it while locking the back door one night in early June. At first, she assumed a vehicle was traveling along a distant road, but the light was too low and too close. It passed between the trees behind the house, disappeared for several seconds, and returned farther to the left. Heather called for Jason, but by the time he reached the kitchen, the woods were dark again. Jason suggested that someone might have been riding an ATV. Heather accepted that explanation, although she hadn't heard an engine. The woods were dense, and anyone moving through them at night should have made some noise. She forgot about the light until the following weekend. Jason saw it shortly after midnight while letting the dog outside. He had stepped onto the back porch and was waiting near the door when a pale glow appeared between the trees. It didn't resemble a flashlight beam. Nothing shone across the ground or illuminated the branches around it. The light seemed contained, more like a lantern seen through fog, although the night was clear. It traveled slowly from right to left before stopping behind a large tree. Jason waited for someone to step into view, but the light simply reappeared on the other side and continued through the woods. It remained visible for nearly half a minute before fading. The dog refused to leave the porch. When Jason told Heather what he had seen, he no longer suggested an ATV. He walked to the rear fence with a flashlight but found no tire tracks, broken branches, or trail through the undergrowth. Beyond the fence, the ground sloped into a low, heavily wooded area that would have been difficult to cross even during daylight. Over the next several days, Jason studied property maps and satellite photographs. He thought there might be an old service road hidden beneath the trees, but none appeared. The nearest road behind their property was several miles away. Heather wondered whether the light came from a neighboring house and only appeared to move because branches blocked it. Jason tested that possibility by walking through the woods while she watched from the kitchen. His flashlight reflected from leaves and tree trunks, creating a broad, unsteady beam that looked nothing like what either of them had witnessed. For almost 2 weeks, the light didn't return. By then, it had become something the adults mentioned jokingly whenever they heard an unfamiliar sound outside. Then Caleb saw it. He came into the house one evening just after dark and asked why someone was walking behind the fence. Heather looked through the back window and saw the light moving steadily between the trees. This time, all three of them watched. The glow was about the size of a porch lantern from that distance, but it had no visible source, no person carried it, and it didn't cast a beam. It moved at the pace of someone walking, occasionally disappearing behind a tree and emerging on the other side. Jason turned on the porch light. The glow stopped until Heather could no longer distinguish it from the darkness. Jason called toward the woods. No one answered. He took a stronger flashlight from the mudroom and walked into the yard, but Heather asked him not to cross the fence. They didn't know who might be on the other side or whether someone was trespassing for a reason. Jason swept the light across the trees. The woods appeared empty. Caleb remained near the back door with the dog. He seemed more curious than frightened and asked whether the light might belong to someone camping. Jason said it was possible, although there had been no sign of anyone living or traveling through the area. That night, Heather closed the curtains over the kitchen windows. The following morning, Jason walked farther into the woods. Daylight made the area less threatening, but it also showed how difficult the terrain would be to cross at night. Thorny vines grew between the trees, and fallen branches blocked the route where they had seen the light. About 50 yards beyond the fence, Jason found a long, shallow rise in the ground. It ran in a straight line through the woods, too even to be natural. Trees had grown over it, but the raised strip resembled an old roadbed. He followed it for several hundred feet before turning back. At home, Jason searched online for old maps of the area. He found references to former lumber operations and a railroad that had once crossed the region, but the maps were difficult to match with current roads. One appeared to show a branch line passing somewhere behind their property. That explanation initially reassured them. The raised ground was probably an abandoned railroad bed, and people might use it as an unofficial trail. Yet Jason couldn't understand why anyone would walk there after dark without making noise or disturbing the undergrowth. Heather became more aware of the woods after that. She checked the windows whenever she entered the kitchen at night. On humid evenings, a faint haze settled among the trees, making every pale branch resemble a distant figure. The light didn't appear again for several weeks. Then, during a warm night in July, Heather woke and noticed a glow moving across the bedroom wall. She assumed a vehicle had turned into the driveway, but no engine followed. She went to the window. The light was in the woods again, brighter than before. It traveled along the old raised ground Jason had discovered, appearing and disappearing between the trees. Heather woke him, and they watched together. The glow moved slowly until it reached a point directly behind the house. There, it stopped. For nearly a minute, it remained perfectly still. Heather had the uncomfortable impression that whoever carried it had noticed them watching from the window. Then the light went out. The next morning, Heather mentioned the sighting to Caleb. He became quiet and admitted that it wasn't the first time the light had stopped behind the house. He had seen it several times from his bedroom window, and once it had been on their side of the fence. Heather asked Caleb exactly what he had seen. The first time, the light had remained beyond the old fence, moving along the raised ground in the woods. Several nights later, Caleb woke and found it near the shed, well inside their property. He couldn't see anyone carrying it. The light hovered at about the height of a person's chest, stayed in place for several seconds, and then disappeared. Caleb hadn't told them because nothing else happened. By morning, he had convinced himself that he was mistaken. Jason examined the yard and shed but found nothing unusual. The ground was dry and no footprints were visible. The wire fence hadn't been cut or pushed down, although there were places where someone could climb over it. He installed a motion-activated camera near the shed. Over the next week, it recorded the dog, several deer, and Caleb crossing the yard to retrieve a ball. It captured no unexplained light. Heather hoped that meant the sightings were over. A few days later, the family's nearest neighbor noticed Jason clearing brush near the back fence. He had lived in the area for most of his life and knew the woods well. When Jason mentioned the raised strip of ground, the neighbor confirmed that it was part of an old railroad bed. The line had once served logging operations throughout the region. Most of the tracks were removed decades earlier, and parts of the route eventually became roads. Other sections disappeared beneath trees or crossed private land. The neighbor then asked whether the family had seen a light. Jason hesitated before admitting they had. The man didn't seem surprised. He said people had reported strange lights along the old railroad route for generations. A nearby stretch was known as Ghost Road, and there was even a historical marker describing the stories. That evening, Jason told Heather and Caleb what he had learned. Caleb immediately wanted to see the marker. Heather was more cautious. Until then, she had been able to treat the light as an unexplained but probably natural occurrence. Giving it a name made the experience feel less random. The following afternoon, they drove to Ghost Road. It was narrower than Heather expected and ran straight between dense walls of trees. In daylight, it looked like an ordinary rural road. There were no abandoned buildings, graveyards, or anything else that suggested why it had developed such a reputation. The marker stood near one end. It explained that the road followed the bed of a former railroad line built to reach the area's timberlands. Reports of a mysterious light had begun while trains still used the route and continued after. The light had several names but no single explanation. Some people believed distant headlights reflected along the unusually straight road. Others blamed swamp gas, glowing vegetation, or atmospheric conditions. The supernatural stories varied widely. One involved a railroad worker searching for something he had lost, while others connected the light to a hunter, men who had worked along the tracks. The number of conflicting stories made Heather less inclined to believe any of them. If a specific tragedy had caused the light, she expected the accounts to agree on what happened. Jason felt the same way. The marker confirmed that people had seen something, but it didn't prove the source was paranormal. Caleb was fascinated. During the drive home, he asked if they could return after dark. Heather refused at first. They had already seen the light from their own property and didn't need to chase it down an isolated road. Jason agreed, although not very convincingly. For several nights, the woods behind their house remained dark. The trail camera recorded nothing but animals. Heather stopped checking the windows as often, and Caleb quit mentioning Ghost Road. It seemed possible that the light had moved along the old railroad bed for an ordinary reason and might never return. Then Jason saw it near the shed. He had gone outside just before dawn to load equipment into his truck. As he crossed the yard, a pale glow appeared beyond the corner of the building. He assumed Caleb had come outside with a flashlight, but no one answered when he called. The light moved away from the shed and crossed the yard. Jason followed it for several steps. He could see no beam on the grass and no figure behind it. When the glow reached the fence, it vanished without illuminating the wire or trees. The trail camera should have recorded the entire event. Instead, the footage jumped forward nearly 4 minutes. One image showed the empty shed at 5:12. The next showed Jason standing near the fence at 5:16. There was no recording of him crossing the yard or following the light. Jason checked the batteries and memory card. Both worked normally. That was what finally changed his mind about returning to Ghost Road. Heather remained reluctant, but she also wanted to understand what had been appearing near their home. They agreed to go on a Friday night, drive the road once, and leave if anything made them uncomfortable. Caleb would stay in the back seat and no one would get out of the vehicle. They arrived shortly after 10. The road appeared narrower in darkness. Their headlights reached straight ahead between the trees, illuminating dust, branches, and occasional insects. Jason drove slowly from one end to the other without seeing anything unusual. At the far end, he turned around. They made a second pass and stopped near the middle of the road. Jason shut off the engine but left the parking lights on. Without the headlights, the darkness seemed to close around the vehicle. For nearly 20 minutes, nothing happened. Heather began to feel foolish. They were sitting on an isolated road waiting for a ghost light because a camera had failed to record several minutes. She was about to suggest going home when Caleb leaned forward between the seats. A pale light had appeared far ahead of them. At first, it resembled a single headlight approaching from the opposite direction. Jason started the engine and turned on the headlights, expecting another vehicle to emerge from the darkness. The light remained in the center of the road. There was no second headlight and no visible outline of a car. It moved toward them slowly, brightening without casting light onto the trees or road beneath it. Jason shifted into drive. Before he could move, the light disappeared. The family waited, staring through the windshield. Nothing emerged from the place where it had been. Then Caleb turned toward the rear window. The light was behind them. Heather turned in her seat. The light hovered in the center of the road several hundred feet behind them. It looked brighter than it had through the windshield, but it still illuminated nothing around it. The trees remained dark and no beams stretched across the ground. Jason pulled forward. The light followed. It didn't rush toward them or remain at a fixed distance like another vehicle. Instead, it seemed to drift along the road, disappearing briefly whenever the car passed through a low patch or rounded a slight bend, then returning in the same place behind them. Jason increased his speed. Heather reminded him that the road was narrow and unfamiliar, but she understood why he wanted to get away. Watching the light from their home had been unsettling. Seeing it move behind their vehicle felt different, as though it had become aware of them. Caleb continued watching through the rear window. He said the light was falling farther behind and then it vanished. Jason didn't slow down. They were approaching the end of Ghost Road when the light appeared in front of them again. It hovered just beyond the reach of their headlights. Jason braked and the family stared through the windshield. There had been no side road or open area where another vehicle could have passed them. The glow moved toward the shoulder and slipped between the trees. For several seconds, they could see it traveling through the woods. It moved smoothly, where the undergrowth should have made walking difficult, then disappeared. Jason drove to the end of the road and turned onto the highway. No one suggested making another pass. During the trip home, they tried to explain what they had witnessed. Headlights from a distant vehicle might have reflected through the humid air, although that didn't account for the light moving through the trees. Someone could have been walking along the road with a lantern, but they had seen no person or beam striking the ground. Caleb believed it was the same light that had appeared behind their house. Heather wasn't ready to say that. The light on Ghost Road had seemed brighter and larger, but distance and darkness could have changed its appearance. Still, the old railroad bed behind their property connected to the same network of abandoned routes. It was possible the sightings were related, whatever their cause. When they reached home, Jason parked near the back porch instead of in front of the house. He wanted to check the trail camera before going inside. The camera had recorded normally while they were gone. Several clips showed the empty yard, followed by a raccoon crossing near the shed. There was no unexplained light. Heather felt relieved. They locked the doors and went to bed, although none of them slept well. Caleb left his curtains closed, and Heather found herself listening for sounds outside. Shortly after midnight, the dog began whining near the back door. Jason checked the porch through the kitchen window. The yard appeared empty, but the dog wouldn't move away from the door. Its attention remained fixed on the woods. Then the light appeared beyond the fence. Heather and Caleb joined Jason in the kitchen. All three watched as the pale glow moved between the trees along the old railroad bed. It traveled in the same direction as before, occasionally disappearing behind branches, and this time, no one went outside. The light slowed when it reached the area directly behind the house. It remained there for several seconds, then continued through the woods instead of crossing onto their property. The dog stopped whining as soon as it disappeared. In the morning, Jason checked the camera. It had recorded the family returning from Ghost Road. the raccoon near the shed, and Jason walking outside after sunrise. Nothing had been recorded during the time they watched the light from the kitchen. Jason repositioned the camera and installed another one near the fence. For several weeks, both worked normally. They captured deer moving along the old rail bed and storms passing through the woods, but never the light. The family continued researching Ghost Road. They found stories dating back generations, many of them contradicting one another. Some witnesses described a distant glow that disappeared when approached. Others reported a light that followed vehicles or moved alongside them. The explanations varied as much as the legends. Reflections from headlights remained the most practical possibility, particularly because the road ran unusually straight. Yet some accounts predated regular automobile traffic. There was no reliable history proving that a railroad worker had died there or that any specific spirit carried the light. Heather was glad they hadn't found one. A definite tragedy might have made the story more satisfying, but it wouldn't necessarily have made it true. The light appeared behind their property three more times that summer. Each sighting occurred on a warm, humid night. Sometimes it moved along the old railroad bed for less than a minute. Once it remained behind the trees long enough for Jason to retrieve binoculars, but magnification revealed only a bright, shapeless glow. It never approached the house again. By autumn, the sightings had stopped, the family became less watchful, and the woods returned to being part of the landscape rather than something they monitored after dark. The following spring, Caleb saw the light once from his bedroom. He woke his parents, but it had disappeared by the time they reached the window. They never drove Ghost Road at night again. Years later, the family still lived in the same house. No unexplained footsteps crossed their rooms, no objects moved, and nothing about the home itself seemed haunted. Whatever they had witnessed belonged outside, following a route laid down long before the house was built. Heather remained unsure whether the light was paranormal. She believed there might be a natural explanation that no one had fully identified. Jason was less certain, especially after watching it move from behind their vehicle to the road ahead. Caleb never doubted what they saw. To him, it was the Ghost Road light, moving along a section of its old path that time and trees had hidden. The family eventually stopped treating its appearance as a threat. When the light returned, they watched from inside and allowed it to pass. They had learned that following it brought them no closer to an answer. It only made the light follow them back.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Ben, I've been reflecting a lot lately on how many big life moments our listeners have experienced with us.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
They've watched us go from dating shows to engagements, weddings, babies, buying homes. Every stage comes with new decisions.
The milestones are the fun part, but the planning is where things get real.
That's why Klarna stands out. Klarna gives people smarter tools to help manage everyday money with flexible ways to pay, cash back that builds automatically, everything in one place, and support that makes everyday decisions feel less overwhelming.
Since life moves so fast, the right tools can help you feel more confident. Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more.
California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license, NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250, and I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Ben, I've been reflecting a lot lately on how many big life moments our listeners have experienced with us.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
They've watched us go from dating shows to engagements, weddings, babies, buying homes. Every stage comes with new decisions.
The milestones are the fun part, but the planning is where things get real.
That's why Klarna stands out. Klarna gives people smarter tools to help manage everyday money with flexible ways to pay, cash back that builds automatically, everything in one place, and support that makes everyday decisions feel less overwhelming.
Since life moves so fast, the right tools can help you feel more confident. Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more.
California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license, NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Ben, I've been reflecting a lot lately on how many big life moments our listeners have experienced with us.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
They've watched us go from dating shows to engagements, weddings, babies, buying homes. Every stage comes with new decisions.
The milestones are the fun part, but the planning is where things get real.
That's why Klarna stands out. Klarna gives people smarter tools to help manage everyday money with flexible ways to pay, cash back that builds automatically, everything in one place, and support that makes everyday decisions feel less overwhelming.
Since life moves so fast, the right tools can help you feel more confident. Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more.
California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license, NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Ben, I've been reflecting a lot lately on how many big life moments our listeners have experienced with us.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
They've watched us go from dating shows to engagements, weddings, babies, buying homes. Every stage comes with new decisions.
The milestones are the fun part, but the planning is where things get real.
That's why Klarna stands out. Klarna gives people smarter tools to help manage everyday money with flexible ways to pay, cash back that builds automatically, everything in one place, and support that makes everyday decisions feel less overwhelming.
Since life moves so fast, the right tools can help you feel more confident. Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more.
California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license, NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for 10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Ben, I've been reflecting a lot lately on how many big life moments our listeners have experienced with us.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
They've watched us go from dating shows to engagements, weddings, babies, buying homes. Every stage comes with new decisions.
The milestones are the fun part, But the planning is where things get real.
That's why Klarna stands out. Klarna gives people smarter tools to help manage everyday money with flexible ways to pay, cash back that builds automatically, everything in one place, and support that makes everyday decisions feel less overwhelming.
Since life moves so fast, the right tools can help you feel more confident. Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more.
California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license, NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Ben, I've been reflecting a lot lately on how many big life moments our listeners have experienced with us.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
They've watched us go from dating shows to engagements, weddings, babies, buying homes. Every stage comes with new decisions.
The milestones are the fun part, but the planning is where things get real.
That's why Klarna stands out. Klarna gives people smarter tools to help manage everyday money with flexible ways to pay, cash back that builds automatically, everything in one place, and support that makes everyday decisions feel less overwhelming.
Since life moves so fast, the right tools can help you feel more confident. Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more.
California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license, NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Ben, I've been reflecting a lot lately on how many big life moments our listeners have experienced with us.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
They've watched us go from dating shows to engagements, weddings, babies, buying homes. Every stage comes with new decisions.
The milestones are the fun part, but the planning is where things get real.
That's why Klarna stands out. Klarna gives people smarter tools to help manage everyday money with flexible ways to pay, cash back that builds automatically, everything in one place, and support that makes everyday decisions feel less overwhelming.
Since life moves so fast, the right tools can help you feel more confident. Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more.
California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license, NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Ben, I've been reflecting a lot lately on how many big life moments our listeners have experienced with us.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
They've watched us go from dating shows to engagements, weddings, babies, buying homes. Every stage comes with new decisions.
The milestones are the fun part, but the planning is where things get real.
That's why Klarna stands out. Klarna gives people smarter tools to help manage everyday money with flexible ways to pay, cash back that builds automatically, everything in one place, and support that makes everyday decisions feel less overwhelming.
Since life moves so fast, the right tools can help you feel more confident. Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more.
California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license, NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.